Rodeos podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Triple A, Murray Country, 514, and we're blessed to be able to be yarning right now to award-winning Tom Curtin. Good afternoon slash evening.
Oh, g'day, Clay and Ian. How you going there?
Good, mate. Where'd you enjoy the sunset from the Savo?
Oh, it still hasn't gone down here yet. I'm up in Katherine in the Territory.
Oh, you got years of sunlight left today.
Oh, yeah, at least another hour, I reckon.
How good's that? Top notch.
Amazing.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah. No, it's great here.
So you've returned with a new single out. It's called Why We Live Out Here. Tell us why you live out there.
Yeah, I suppose, we get to work with horses every day. We're training horses and run a bit of a tourism business up here in Katherine. And, just the dry season weather's just kicked in the last few days. So we get gets up to about 30 degrees during the day, down to about 10 at night, and there's a great little easterly breeze during the middle of the day. Yeah. So it's kind of paradise for a while. Yeah.
And is it a dry, dry heat?
No, it's actually, it's not, I wouldn't even call it a heat, but it's sort of a dry, definitely a dry weather, no humidity or anything.
Yeah, 100%.
So what's the background of the song? So this is a record of the last couple of years where you've struggled a bit out in the bush, as all people in the bush have?
Yeah, I think it's just, people have struggled out here, and I wanted to make it a bit of a positive sort of a slant on a song, and I just overheard a teenage boy talking to his dad the other day and saying, Dad, why the heck would anyone want to live out here? And had a bit of a chuckle to myself, and I thought, yeah, well, that's a fair point, I suppose. And then I thought, well, actually, it's a pretty cool title for a song. So a good mate of mine, Matt Scullion, was travelling around the country, pulled into Katherine here, and I said about the title for a song. We sat down on a Sunday arvo and tried to picture everything around Australia, really, that comes to mind in a positive sort of frame of mind. So we came up with this one called Why We Live Out Here.
Right on. Top notch. Tell us about your day-to-day. I mean, we all live very differently, here in the city, and even just after a going out to my cousin's farm on the weekend, you sort of feel as if you're missing out a lot when you do get to connect with country again and at least go pat animals and go explore and that sort of thing as well. Tell us about your day and what you do.
Yeah,
What have you finished off today, for instance?
Yeah, well, we're still going here. So basically, the last sort of 20 years, I've just trained pretty wild horses on all the cattle stations. So then I've sort of come back about 5Ks out of Katherine, set up a bit of an outback show, which incorporates the horse training. I love training and working dogs for people. And also we incorporate a bit of music and my songwriting into that as well. So normally every day we do a show. So this morning we did a two-hour show. I sort of get up about 3:34,
wow,
train a few clients' horses down at the arena here under lights, and then the show's 9:30 to 11:30. So we had a few buses in for that. And then people rock up for horse rides, tourists that are coming through with families, so we take them on trail rides.
Nice.
Just now another school group's rocked up from Sydney, and we've got to do another show, but more of a hands-on one with Indige kids come through and special needs, and we do a farm therapy program as well. So we're always alternating, getting all those kids involved with feeding animals and buffaloes and donkeys and horses,
Wow. Yeah.
So where do you find the time to write songs in?
Yeah, well, it's mainly on the back of a horse.
Inspiration,
yeah,
I suppose.
That's the only quiet time I get to myself. I'm training other people's horses, but the hoofbeats become a bit of a drum beat.
Yeah.
The songs come into my head, or the melodies, and so then, yeah, I have, as I'm training them, riding them along down the road, I just start singing a few songs and it all goes from there.
Yeah, 100%. Ian only just learnt what a farrier does the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And is that a job for you? Do you pedicure or manicure the nails of the hooves of the horses?
Yeah, definitely. We've got to do that a lot for all the horses that come in. They all need a set of shoes on. They're pretty rocky country around here.
Yep.
So, yeah. And they're pretty hard to get up here, farriers, so I just do it all myself. Yeah.
There you go.
So, you're a bit of a... a master of all talents, aren't you? Because you had a music career early on, and then you sort of stepped back from that to pursue other interests. So, I mean, you're sort of balancing, you come and go, you know, between all these different careers you got, I guess.
Yeah, I had to have a bit of a break just to set this tourism business up here. And, yeah, I just needed my sort of full attention. And, yeah, we sort of got it still, you know, up and going. We've got very lucky early this year to win Best Attraction in Australia at the National Tourism Awards. So we're very humbled with that.
Congratulations. So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's time to crack, you know.
Yeah, that's the way. Yeah. Well, keep them shoes on them horse feet.
You better get back to work. You still got. You say you've got an hour or so to go.
That's it. Got another group of kids.
Yeah, another bus load.
They're down there now feeding horses, so it's all good.
There you go. Oh man. Well, give us the intro to this this single, "While We Live Out Here." Tom Curtin, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no worries. Well, here's a song that we pictured everything around Australia. A lot of scenes about the positive vibes out here. And a lot of great people, a lot of characters, and we're very grateful to live out here. So this one's called "Why We Live Out Here."
Legend. Catch you soon,
Tom. Thanks,
Tom.
Well, good on you, fella. Thanks so much. Cheers.
It's a whirlwind spin across the flat. It's the weather. Smile under a ring of hats. It's the lance wood rails with the carbon coat twitch and the rush at the tail from the crack of a whip. It's cooling off in the woods.